It was not a good night last night for Angel Reese. Now, I thought it was a great night for women's college basketball. Me and Dawn Staley happened to disagree on that, but I thought the minor scuffle between LSU and South Carolina, I thought it was great for women's college basketball. I liked the passion. I liked the competitiveness between two high-profile teams trying to win the SEC championship game. A game which, for all intents and purposes, is completely meaningless. No one remembers who wins these conference tournaments. 2-3 weeks from now, most people will forget who was even playing in the game. One thing I did notice, though, about this game last night, and I didn't watch the whole game because I had to watch my Pelicans finish off the sweep of their 3-game road trip, but I noticed something last night with this game that deals specifically with the worldwide leader in woke, ESPN. I thought this was the network dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. I thought this was the network dedicated to equality. Diversity, equity, unity. I love you. You love me. Let's enjoy this woke smoothie with a great woke hug and a cucumber for two. That dude has a set of boobs. If possible, I do my best to avoid ESPN. When the Pelicans are nationally televised, I still watch the game on Bally Sports because the broadcast on ESPN, absolutely insufferable. But there are times when ESPN is the only option. Saturday night, for example, watching Celtics Suns on ABC. J.J. Redick is calling the game, who I think is excellent. I think J.J. Redick is the future voice of NBA coverage. But he's calling the game with Doris Burke, which is fine. That's fine. But I have noticed this season that ESPN, they have more and more women calling NBA games. If I remember correctly, a couple of weeks ago when my Pelicans played the Pacers on ESPN, they had two women calling the game. That's what the worldwide leader in woke calls equity. Watching the game last night between LSU and South Carolina, I was a bit confused. I was expecting to hear two men calling the game. I was expecting the sideline reporter to be a dude. I mean, that would be diversity, right? That would be equity. If we have women calling the NBA, we should have men calling women's basketball at the professional level in college, right? Like I said earlier, last night, bad, bad night for Angel Reese. Well, KC, how could you say that? She had 15 points and 13 rebounds. She had a double-double. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not talking about her personal stats. I'm not even talking about the fact that LSU lost the game. I am talking about Angel Reese refusing to go to battle with her teammates. Talking about Angel Reese running in the opposite direction when it was time to have your team's back. Some people are calling it cowardly. It was damn sure embarrassing. Me personally, I thought it was selfish. To make matters worse, when she was called out for running away on social media, Angel Reese doubled down and made it even worse. You know, it's been kind of a quiet season for Angel Reese. All the attention of the national media has been given to Katie Rue Clark in Iowa. Outside of the first month of the season when Angel Reese, I think she was suspended, she really hasn't commanded any national attention. Late in the fourth quarter last night, Flauje Johnson had the ball stolen from her. Afterwards, she was either going for a steal or an intentional foul. After the play, Flauje is walking towards the LSU bench. One of the players from South Carolina kind of gets in her face, and Flauje shoves her out of the way. South Carolina center Camilla Cardoso, who is a giant compared to Flauje Johnson. Now, when I say giant, I don't mean that she is the size of the Lizzo. Camilla Cardoso is an athlete. She's in shape. She doesn't need a forklift to get her up and down the court. But she's a lot taller than Flauje Johnson. She comes running from the other end of the court, and with hardly any effort at all, she plants Flauje Johnson directly on her ass. Now, this resulted in both benches clearing. Players from LSU and South Carolina, they're doing the basketball shuffle. You know, we see this in the NBA sometimes where players are pretending to fight. They are pretending like they're badasses when in reality, none of those dudes really want to fight. Same thing last night between LSU and South Carolina. During the altercation, Flauje Johnson's brother jumps over the scorer's table onto the court. He starts getting in the face of one of South Carolina's players. What the hell are you doing? What are you gonna do out there? Are you trying to fight girls? His dumbass, he left the game in handcuffs. Now, as of the recording of this video, I haven't seen any accusations from the media regarding mythical racism or police brutality. As you guys know, anytime a black dude is arrested by white cops, those are the first accusations from the mainstream media. Luckily, though, that has not been the case here yet. Anyway, both benches cleared. Players are doing the basketball shuffle. The pretend fighting, the gentle pushing and shoving, it results in six players being ejected from the game. Not Angel Reese, though. No! It is impossible to get ejected when you're over on the bench doing Pilates. It is impossible to get ejected when you're using this time to catch up on yoga. During the pretend fight, as players from both teams were backing their teammates, Angel Reese, she ran in the opposite direction. If you find yourself in a basketball fight, there are certain players that you want on your side. Najee Marshall, Jose Alvarado in New Orleans, they're both scrappy basketball fighters. Reggie Miller, he was skinny, but he was good at throwing fake punches. Dennis Rodman, Karl Malone, they did their pretend fighting in a wrestling ring. The one person you don't want on your side? Angel Reese. Watch for yourself.
Watch Angel. Well, the fight break it out. Everybody run to the fight. Angel like, man, I'm not going to play with y'all. Let me go sit my happy behind down. She's like, y'all go ahead.
Maybe there is a logical explanation for this. Maybe nature called and Angel Reese needed to run to the bathroom. Luckily for her sake, this happened during a professional basketball game. When nature calls in the WNBA dump, those poor dump divers, they got to run to the porta potties. At the professional level, players have access to clean bathrooms with running water. Maybe Angel Reese had just gotten her nails done and she didn't want to break a nail. I mean, that's logical, right? You spend $100 getting your nails done. You don't want to break a nail engaging in a pretend fight. That doesn't make sense, though, because earlier in the game, Angel Reese was using those nails to remove the hair from a South Carolina player. Poor girl, she's going to have to borrow a weave from Joy Reid to replace all the hair that Angel Reese removed. As it turns out, there is a logical explanation as to why Angel Reese refused to support her teammates, and she provided it herself. Check it out for yourself. Hello, little people. Let me explain why I ran away from the fight. You see, a person of my status, we can't get our hands dirty. We can't involve ourselves in these situations. I always ride for mine, unless it involves physicality. At that point, you're on your own. Status? What fucking status? Michael Jordan had more status than anyone. Jordan wasn't backing down from a pretend fight. What is Angel Reese talking about here? Well, KC, she was criticized last season for taunting Caitlin Clark. Maybe she didn't want to be labeled as a thug again. That is a valid point. Really is. That's a valid point. Angel Reese received a lot of, I think, unfair criticism last year when she used Caitlin Clark's own taunts against her. But those are two completely different situations. I don't think Angel Reese would have been criticized for coming to the defense of her teammates. Matter of fact, I think she would have been praised for it. She would have been looked at as the leader. Seriously, how do you think this looks to the rest of her team? Everyone is coming to the defense of Flajay Johnson except Angel Reese. Then after the game, she claims that her mythical status prevents her from defending her teammates. How do you think that looks? It looks like Angel Reese thinks that she is above everyone else. You are the most high-profile player on this team, and when shit goes down, you disappear. In her defense, Angel Reese, she did console Flajay after the fact. But by then, it was too little too late. Where in the hell were you when Queen Kong was shoving my ass to the ground? I needed you then. I don't need a pep talk now. Don't worry, Flajay. They're just haters. Keep your head up. After the game, Dawn Staley addressed the media. She seemed worried that people tuning into women's basketball for the first time would have a negative perception of the game. Watch it yourself.
I'll take responsibility for what happened from our side of it. But real time is real time. And I know that, you know, anybody, Camilla, as well as the other four or five players that were ejected, I know if they had a chance to do it all over again, they would do it differently. But now we have that. I just don't want the people who are tuning in to women's basketball see that and think, you know, that is our game.
All right, obviously Dawn Staley has to say this. This is a typical answer that you expect to hear from a head coach. Dawn Staley can't come out and say, I like the aggressiveness. I like the passion. This was great for women's basketball. She can't say that. This isn't something you want to see happening on a regular basis, but in a championship game with the SEC title on the line, emotions running high, I don't think this was a black eye for women's college basketball. I think it was a positive. Think about it. We are sitting here right now talking about it. My original plan was to start the week talking about the Academy Awards last night. Instead, we are talking about women's college basketball, and the reason we're talking about it is because of what happened at the end of the game. If that pretend fight never happens, this game, it would not have been one of the major headlines in the media this morning. It would be a blurb on the back pages of Woke Illustrated, located next to a picture of a man wearing a thong bikini. There were no punches thrown. No one was hurt. Like I said, I liked the passion. I liked the competitive nature. I like to see players that actually care. Give me your thoughts on this. Pretend fight breaks out between LSU and South Carolina. Instead of supporting her teammates, Angel Reese hauls ass to the bench to do Pilates. Was that the right decision? Is Angel Reese above doing this because of her status? Also, do you think this was a good thing for women's college basketball? I thought it was. It brought a lot of attention to women's basketball, but maybe you disagree. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.